A very interesting topic. I'm going to be megamgam because it's very hard. It's a lot of material and it's hard for me to prepare. But the topic is the Taryag Mitzvos. The reason why the Taryag Mitzvos is very appropriate for Parashas Bereishis, there are two reasons. Number one, in this week's Parasha, we start the first Mitzvah. Everyone, all of the Moneh HaMitzvahs are going to start the first Mitzvah. So we start the first Mitzvah appropriate to discuss all of the Mitzvahs. And there's a second important reason, and that is the Haftorah. This week we laid in the Haftorah the Pasuk, Hashem Chafetz Leman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Hashem, Amar B'chanan Nakasha, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael L'Fika Chir B'Elohem Torah U'Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to be Mezakeh Klal Yisrael, therefore Hashem gave us many opportunities. Every single person, his neshama, is connected to a specific mitzvah, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed a person to focus on specific mitzvahs in order for a person to achieve Olam Haba through those mitzvahs. So therefore, let's discuss a little bit the inyan of Taryag mitzvahs. Now the first question is, how many mitzvahs are there really in the Torah? We have been brainwashed from the time of our childhood that there are 613 mitzvahs. But the truth is, why is that number important? What would have been if there had been 500 mitzvahs, 1,000 mitzvahs? Why, b'chlal, is it necessary to know that there are exactly 613 mitzvahs? And who is the one, where is the earliest source of this concept of there being 613 mitzvahs? Where does it come from? Now, normally, when you want to find a real good source for something that's very critical, the source has to come from either a pasuk in the Torah, or it has to come at least from a Mishnah. The earliest source go down to Mishnayos, and if it's not going to be in the Mishnah, then a Mishnah or a Braisa. That's really it. Now, I always thought that the Medrash was equal to a Mishnah. But it's not, from this, everything I'm telling you here is coming from the Yonah Parasha, and Parashas V'zoy Sabracha. From Aryeh David Wasserman, but he brings here a lot of sources. This is new to me, is that Midrashim don't count. Midrashim are not legitimate sources of Yisoidos. We had a discussion many times about you allowed to learn Halacha from a Medrash, or from Medrash. So that's a very big topic of discussion. So I think a common approach is, as long as the Medrash is not in conflict with a Gemara or a Mishnah. If you have a Medrash and you have a Mishnah, so then you typically follow what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara, you're not going to go follow a Medrash over what it says. So this becomes very relevant in the sugya of Techeles. Because Techeles, there are sources, most of the sources today being used to define the Murics as the authentic Techeles are found in the Midrashim. The Mamori Chazal and the Talmud seem to paint another picture, a different shade of blue, that the Murex is not Techeles. So the question is, you have a Medrash, you have a Gemara, what do you do? Okay, I don't know, but that is a question of Halacha. Halacha. Halacha is not necessarily, is a later state. I mean, I take it back, it's very complicated. But we're dealing with, let's discuss something different. Yisoides. A foundation, an ikur principle in Yadus, I don't know, it's what it says here, cannot come from a Medrash. The Midrashim are filled with statements that there are 613 mitzvahs. That is a given. Maybe if I go through it correctly with you, I'll tell you some of the Midrashim. However, there is absolutely no Mishnah anywhere in Chazal, any Mishnah, there's no Braisa, that make any mention of Taryag Mitzvos. The first one to make mention in the Gemara of Taryag Mitzvos is Rebbe Simloy. He's an Amoira. An Amoira in Masechta Makos, and Afchav Gimel, Dorash Rebbe Simloy, Sheish Meos, Ushloish Esrei Mitzvos Nemru Lo Lemoshe Misina. An Amoira. And Amara lived at a much later point in time in the history of Klal Yisrael. We're dealing with someone who is way post Bechor Bayesheni, and is living in Bavel, and he's making this statement, and he all of a sudden, out of the blue, and he says, there are 613 mitzvahs. 600 and and 11 were given by Moshe, and the two of Anochi and Lo Yilcha, Hashem Himself spoke to Klal Yisrael. That's part one. Part two, Rav Hamnuna comes along and he makes a gematria. And it's the earliest source of the Mishnah. The gematria is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha. Torah, the gematria, Sheish, Meyos, Viachas. Torah is the gematria 611. Plus, that's Moshe. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe gave us 611 mitzvahs. Torah, the gematria 611. Plus Hashem gave us Anochi and Lo Yelucha. So, anytime you ever discuss the sugya of Tayag Mitzvos, these two things are absolutely critical. Number one, there is no Mishnah. There is no Tana whatsoever. The first one to make mention is in Amora, Rabbi Simlai. He makes a statement in Mesechus Makas. His statement is supported by a gematria by Rav Hamnuna. Now, after this was said, this took the attention. The first one that brought the attention was the Bahak, the Baal Halachos Gedolos. He was, I guess, assuming the time of the Goinim. The Goinim, they were the first Kufa which were intrigued by this number 613. What are the 613? Because until the time of fine, there were 613. Can you please name them? Name for me exactly what are the 613 mitzvahs. It's a very big challenge. The first one that took up this challenge was the Baal Halachos Gedolos, and he enumerated 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam took note of the Bahag and was very disappointed with his approach to counting the mitzvahs, and the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he wrote his own list of mitzvahs. Now, I'm going to go into some interesting things about the Rambam. When the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos, it seems that the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos was missing seven mitzvos. The Rambam did not count. Like today, everything is counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Rambam just listed the mitzvos. But if you were to go and count what the Rambam wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it would be missing seven. Seven mitzvos were missing. It turns out the reason why seven mitzvos was missing was because the manuscripts were incomplete. There was some printing errors. Everything was transferred by hand to hand, and that's why there were seven mitzvahs. So really, it's really a mystery what exactly how the Rambam counted the mitzvah. Okay, we'll come to that in a few moments. Okay, but we'll go back to let's discuss some of the midrashim. Now, besides what we mentioned, Rav Simlai and Rav Hamnuna, and the people who later on came along to count the mitzvahs, which we'll discuss soon. In the Midrashim, we do find a few examples. For example, Amar, the classic Midrash is Amar Rav, Ada, Reish Mem Ches Mitzvos Ase Yesh B'Torah Kiminyan Evarim Sheba Adam. Mm-hmm. There are 248 mitzvos in the Torah, mitzvos Ase, corresponding to a person's limbs. And there are 365 Lois Aseis in the Torah, corresponding to the number of days in a solar year. So you see here clearly a Medrash, and the Medrash predates the Amora by hundreds of years, and not only does he give us a list of mitzvos, he does something that's very critical, which we take for granted. He divides the mitzvos into positive mitzvos and negative mitzvos, which became a very great source of discussion between the Rambam and the Bahag and the Ramban, even if you want to go divide the mitzvos, how many categories of mitzvos are there? We're going to see the Bahag divided mitzvos into four categories. The Rambam divided them into two categories. And another important division and category is to take the 54 parashios of the Torah and assign in the 54 parashios exactly which mitzvos appear, and from those mitzvos, which mitzvos, the positive and the negative mitzvos. But in any event, we do find something very fascinating in the Medrash, which predates the Rambam by hundreds of years. There it says 613. He divides it into positive and negative, and he goes further to divide it, to connect it to the limbs of a person and to the days of the year. Another Medrash. The Medrash says, Omar Bresh Rabba, Abra Yehuda Barba Rabbi Sibon, Roy Hoyo Adam Rishon Shinitidas Natura Al Yadai. Although this is Parsha, Adam Harishon was really meant to be received the Torah. Zes Sefer Toldos Adam. as it says in the Pasuk, this is the Sefer of the generations of man. So in other words, the Sefer of the Torah was meant to be Adam. With Darsh, it was meant to be for Adam. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzir Kapi, Ve'enu Noisin Eloi, Chal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'amar Eloi, Ma Achshav Shei. Now, why did Hashem not give it to him? Because Hashem said, look, I gave him Sheish Mitzvahs, Nasati Eloi, V'lo Ho Yoyocho Lamoid Bohem. Okay, whatever the six are, they are. Hashem says, Adam is a failure. I gave him six mitzvahs, and he was unable to keep them. How can I give him Taryag Mitzvahs? How will he be able to keep them? So therefore, Vayomer la'adam, loy la'adam, ani noisen ki im lebon of Shem azes sefer toldo sadam. So in Darsh, on this week's parasha, another medrash that says that Adam was meant to get the 613 mitzvot. It's only because he failed, he could not even observe the six, he did not get the others as well. Another classic medrash, last medrash, and that is tzitzis. It's a medrash. Everyone knows tzitzis because the gematria is bigamatria 600. Tzitzis because the gematria is 600, and there are 8 chutin, and there are 5 kisharim. There are 8 strands, and there are 5 kisharim. So this is a medrash. Where is this medrash? Rashi brings this down. I'm not sure where this medrash is, but he quotes this as being from a medrash. So here we quote over here 3 midrashim that indicate indeed there are 613 mitzvahs. Okay, now, who rubber stamps the medrash and the Gemara? So you have the Baal and all of the following people, they make mention of this. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, Rav Sadya Goin, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, the Meiri, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Baal HaTurim, Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Das Zakenin, Baal HaTosfos, the Rosh, all of these people, they are masking. The Rambam took issue with the Baal Halachas Gedolos. He was the first person that enumerated the mitzvos, exactly which are the 613 mitzvos. And the Rambam did not like his list for different reasons, and therefore the Rambam he put together his own list. Okay, the Rambam we'll come to the Rambam maybe soon. Okay, let's go further now for a moment. The Ramban, the first one from the Rishonim to come and to question, this is critical, this Yisrael is critical, to question the legitimacy that there are exactly 613 mitzvahs was the Ramban. The Ramban was skeptical. The Ramban says, what's going on here? 613 mitzvahs? How do you come exactly to that number? The Rambam, he struggled with it. The Bahag's list is, there are many problems with the list of the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Baal Halachas Gedolos seems to have accepted as a matter of faith there are 613, and then he worked backwards to Fashtup into the 613 Taryag Mitzvos. But when you try to do this, there are a lot of problems. How are you going to categorize a mitzvah? No matter how you go, this is way beyond the people that spend their entire life on this, on trying to take every mitzvah in the Torah and try to make an exact, precise list of 613. When you try to make an exact list, first of all, I'm running ahead a little bit of what he says. First of all, there is a major machlekes rishonim concerning many mitzvahs, if they're even a mitzvah. There are many different examples. I'll give you an example. Here's one example. Sota. It says in the Torah that a man has to be kinei es ishtoi. He has to warn his wife. Is the process of warning a woman that you should not be secluded with another man, is that a mitzvah asei de'oraisa, or is that just a reality? A man got upset, the kinei es ishtoi. In other words, you make a bracha. When the man goes to his wife and says, you know, I see you're flirting with this guy. I don't want you talking to him. I don't want you to go lock yourself up in a room with this person. Should the husband, before he goes and he warns his wife, say, L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabrichu, put on a talis, and say, L'shem Yichud, and then make a bruch, Baruch Atu Hashem, Kedem Elokho Lamasher, Kedeshanu B'mitzvahis Avitzvanu, Al Mitzvahs Kinui. Okay, wife, I'm warning you. I'm warning you, don't go into the room with so-and-so. I'm warning you. Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa? Or stam, the pasuk is recording, the man went into a rage, he got jealous, he sees that his wife likes this fellow more than she likes him, he got very angry, so he warned his wife. So it's a machloikis rishonim. It's a major machloikis if kinui is a mitzvah in general. Just like you have a machloikis with regard to kina, there are probably 10, 20, 30, maybe 50, maybe even 100 mitzvos where there's a machloikis rishonim if this is called a mitzvah. So you first got to determine what is a mitzvah, what is not a mitzvah, before you can make a number of 613. And you're never going to come to a satisfactory conclusion of what exactly is called a mitzvah, because there are way, way too many issues. So the Baal Halachas Gedolah, somehow he decided, he knew what the mitzvahs are, what they're not, and he put together a collection which has many, many problems. And the Rambam took issue with many of those problems. The Rambam's list is also problematic. Number one, the Rambam doesn't even give you a complete list. The Rambam's list is missing 7. So there's something wrong with the Rambam also. And the Rambam has Klolim and he has Shirashim, and it gets also very, you see from the complexity when the Rambam tried to make his own list. So the Chinuch much later. The Chinuch Chiazonis. The Chinuch later. So the Ramban picks up on this and he says, "This something here doesn't make sense. Let's go back to the source. Medrash? No. Medrash is not a raya. Don't bring me rayas. Midrashim say things. Midrashim talk in generalities. It's not a precise science, an exact science. Medrash. And Amoira, Rav Simloi. And Amoira, so he's a das yachid." And Amora, you can very easily brush off a Das Yachad. Rav Simloi, he said what he wanted to say. It's Divrei Agoda, but it's not concrete. It's not necessarily accurate. And the Ramban himself, he has doubts if there really is such a thing as 613. Then, next thing, even if you're right, let's say the Ramban says you're right. There are 613 mitzvahs. Let's say you're right. Next question. Is this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Or is this, no, it just happened to be, the Medrash happened to have some type of system to count, 613, and they found a very clever gematria. They found a clever gematria, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, happened to work out, they got lucky, it's a clever asmachta, but it's not a halacha l'moshe misinai. L'may nafkamina, so there is a very big, this is a very big nafkamina. The nafkamina would be, now it's not a nafkamina that's practical, but it's a nafkamina where if you were expert in knowing how to categorize the mitzvos, and you were to discover that there are certain mitzvos which are missing in the number 613, if it would be a deraisa, that would automatically upgrade a questionable mitzvah into the status of a mitzvah, not only a rishus. That was what the Ramban says would be a very big nafkamina. Again, one time, if this concept that there must be 613 mitzvos is halacha l'moshe misinai, and then you begin to go make an enumeration, and you discover, okay, we've listed 600 mitzvahs. Now we have 3. There are 3 that are left over. We have a doubt. It's not clear. Is this a mitzvah or is this a rishus? Kinui. Is it mean a man, it's a mitzvah to do kinui? Or it means it's just an historical fact. The man was mekane es ishta, he was mekane his wife. If you say that the halacha l'moshe, you said there must be 613, that is indirectly teaching you that these 3 mitzvos are mitzvos and they're not devar rishus. It's used as a trigger to upgrade different halachas which would otherwise not be halacha, which would turn into mitzvos. But the Ramban says, if there's no such thing really as 613 mitzvos, then that's not going to be a factor in deciding and contributing. It's not going to be a contributing factor to decide if a question we have in halacha is a rishus or a mitzvah. So we don't know. Is it a rishus? Is it a mitzvah? Let it stand as a rishus. Don't make more mitzvos than you're mechuyev to make. Because we don't have a quota to fill up. If you're a policeman giving tickets, the guy doesn't really deserve a ticket. Right? You can legitimize why he doesn't deserve a ticket. Think of it along those terms. But I got a quota to fill. I got to have 100 tickets today. And this guy, he's parked 14 feet and you know, just 1 inch short of 15 feet from the fire, from the meter, from the fire hydrant. Oh, I'm going to give him a ticket. Why? Because I got to fulfill my quota. But if I wouldn't have to fulfill my quota, come on, an inch, you got to be crazy to give a guy a ticket because he's off by 1 inch. So that's exactly the same thing what the Ramban says in Halacha. You have many serious dilemmas in Halacha. Should this be considered a mitzvah or should this be considered a reshus? If we have something called Tayag Mitzvah, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, it has to be 613, and we have made an exact calculation, and there's only 612, it must be, this thing is not a reshus, this thing is upgraded into a mitzvah, because we have a quota to fulfill. But if there's no such thing as 613, and we don't accept Rav Simlai, Rav Simlai is an Amor, we don't pass like Rav Simlai, so then, let it stand. There are 612 mitzvos. This, we have a dilemma. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a reshus? So it's a reshus. When it comes Yom Kippur and he has to clap al chait, he'll clap one less al chait for not doing the Aveira. It's a very big nafkamina. So the Ramban is skeptical for many reasons. And the Ramban, however, after all of his skepticism, he concludes, I'm chayzer. I agree. It is 613.
He has my list.
And he has his own list. He makes his own list. The Rambam makes his own list. He disagrees with the Rambam. And he makes his own list. And the Rambam says it is indeed 613 mitzvahs. Now, even though the Rambam was won over to the side of the Rambam and the Bahag, there is one Rishon that was not won over. Famous Rishon, Yisoder, Siyan Tayag, and that is the Ralbag. The Ralbag holds Lo Hayu Devarim Me'olam. There's no such thing as 613 mitzvos. Mitzvos, whatever the mitzvos are, it's not so easy to calculate the mitzvos. And this number 613 that you find in the Medrash is an approximation. It's an approximation, but it's not precise. Don't try to force. Generally, there are 613. It's a Medrash. In approximation, you'll come to 613, but it's not a precise number at all. So this is the three madregot. The Rambam, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, this is Torah Mi-Sinai. There's no room to wiggle. The Ramban, he's very skeptical. I'm not so sure about this. He concludes, we'll go with it, I'll make my own list. And the Ralbag, on the other extreme, there's no such thing as 613. Don't get carried away. Nice gematrios, but gematrios don't have the status of Torah Mi-Sinai. Now, as far as a few other interesting things about the Tayag Mitzvos, it became a very interesting sensation in the time of the Rishonim to write what is called Azhoros. What's an Azhor? Azhor basically is a fancy word for a piyut. It's basically a piyut. That's what they called Azhoros. And in the Azhoros were beremes all Tayag Mitzvos. And many of the famous Paitonim. It was a challenge for the Paitonim, first of all, to accept the list, whether they took it from the Rambam, whether they took it from the Ramban, they took it from the Baal Halachas Gedolos, so they had their own list. It was a very big, very obsession by many of the Rishonim to make lists, and not just to make the list, but to put the list of Tayag Mitzvos in the most concise form, in a poetic concise form that would earn them...
Ezra, no?
What?
Ibn Ezra,
yeah, Ibn Ezra, all of the Paitonim, this was a very big deal, and it earned its own name, called an Ashara. An Ashara is a piyut that concludes within it the Aseres Adibros. And if you want to see these Asharos, you will find them in the back of a good machzor for Shavuos. In the machzor for Shavuos, it seems that on Shavuos, it was the time of the year when people had the custom of saying... People had the custom of reciting these Ashoros. Again, you have a good look at the Machzor and Shavuos, it's probably very hard to decipher how like one word can include one or two, maybe even multiple mitzvahs. There are a lot of stories about these things. Here he has about a certain story. There was a person, this was a very famous person, he locked himself up. How many years did it say over here? For 40 years? No, 14 years. Arba Esrei Shana. His name was Chibur Choshe V'Hamake B'Yos L'Azharis Rav Sad Yigoin. Rav Sad Yigoin, he wrote also Nischaba Yideh HaGoin Rav Yeruchim Fishel Parla Zatzal Mi Varsha, Warsaw. This person I don't know when he lived, but he wrote a Bayer on the list of Rav Sadigon. Rav Sadigon, it seems, also had a list of Tayag Mitzvahs. I'm not sure what this means. But this individual, this Talmud Chacham, he locked himself up in a room for 14 years. His wife would put food in to under the door, that's what it says, and he listened to davening. His home was adjacent to a Beis HaKnesses, and he davened when they davened. He did not come out of the room, don't ask me, for 14 years, working on an Azhara, on a chibur of the Taryag Mitzvahs. And it seems that this thing that he wrote, I'm not familiar with this, is super, super brilliant, has earned him fame and recognition throughout all Doros, this incredible piyut that includes all Taryag Mitzvahs. I think the quote from Yosef Chaim Zonfeld, which is obviously very recently, Yosef Chaim Zonfeld, Omar Limikroivov, Al Chibur Zeh, Lihevi Yedua Lechem, Shebeli Yegia Shel Arboim Shana Ritzufos Ushkeda. He writes it 40 years. Before it said 14 years. Bilti Poisekes Ein Bekoyach Enesh Lechaber Yitzir Kezois. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonfeld, which was, he lived about not that long ago. How many? 70 years ago? 100 years ago?
90
years ago. So he wrote about this Ashara, which he calls here a Yoitzer, that to write such a Yoitzer, it's impossible for a human being to accomplish such a thing, to be koilel all of the Taryag Mitzvahs in such a way, unless you learn for 40 years continuously. So obviously this became something that took on, it was a very great sensation for many people in Klal Yisrael. Here's another very interesting story about one of the Ibns, Ibn Gabriel. Okay, he brings down a very beautiful story. Gevirol, Ibn Gevirol, Muva B'Sefer Sifsei Tzadikim, V'chein Hoya Maisa. There was a Talmud who was 18 years old, Hoya Oisek B'Herbe Yeshiva. Now, I don't know if it was about Ibn Gevirol himself, or it was about someone else, but it was during that time, there was a very good student in the Yeshiva, he was 18 years old, Ulraboy Bas Chachomo, and the Rebbe had a very smart daughter. He noticed, it doesn't say very pretty. It says she was very smart. Abbas Chachamon, all the boys wanted to marry her. And the Rebbe said, Mi sheyitin loy pri chodosh, anyone who gives me a pri chodosh, which means chidushei Torah, if someone shows me some success in the pri chodosh, et nene loy, I will give you my daughter in marriage. V'oysa yoyim gimel bi'ir, it was the third day of Iyar. Okay, so that's like a month before Pesach, a month and 3 days of Shavuos, a month before Shavuos. Shama Rabbi Shloima. Oh, this is him, Rabbi Shloima Ibn Gevirol. Rabbi Shloima Ibn Gevirol, he heard, he was 18 years old. The Yashav called Lel Dalid Be'ir, and he sat the entire Lel Dalid Be'ir, that entire night, the Chosav Kol HaTayag Mitzvahs, he wrote all the Tayag Mitzvahs, the Chibar of Asharos Techag Hashos. Also, he wrote an Ashara. He wrote a piyut, an Ashara, that was very common. They wrote these Asharos, these piyutim for Shavuos, that were read on Shavuos, and in the piyut, it included six whole Tayag Mitzvahs. I guess it was at least 613 words, not all that long. 13 words, whatever it was. The Hishlech HaNiyoros Derech Aruba Shel Gag Rabo, and he put the papers into the window of his Rebbe. Baboyke Kesholach Harav LeBeis HaKnesses Motza, and he found the letter. He found the Asara Niyoros Mifuzarim Asfei Mecholach LeSpalak Kesim Tehlosa Yim Behem. He looked at him. The Hikik He Shame Ben, and he saw that he put his name in the beginning, an acrostic, his Shlomo Ibn Gevirol. The Kom V'Hichriz, he announced on that day, B'Niyoros Elu, with this piece of paper that I have received from Shloimo Ibn Gamriel, Ani Meshadech Biti Le'Ibn Gevirol, period. Uve Erev Chag HaShavuos Nichnasu L'Chuppah. And a month later, he got married. So he goes to the interesting stories come out from this event. Okay, now, let's jump ahead, almost out of time. There's a Gra. Okay, there's a lot of stuff here. I'm just skimming through. The Gra appears to have shattered a lot of discussion of what the Gra means. The Gra seemingly borders on the Ralbag. Okay, the Gro also was not very impressed with the number of Taryag. So the Gro basically said it's not so. Every single word of the Torah is a mitzvah. So again, he has a discussion. We should be aware of this, that the Gro was also not very enamored with this thing called Taryag mitzvos. And he says it's not so. Every single word of the Torah is merames, another mitzvah, and you have to break down the mitzvahs into various shiroshim and various different concepts. Now, what's interesting, he concludes here this chapter by focusing on the Gemara in Masechta Makos, where the Gemara says, "Ba David, vehenidon al achas esrei." Even though Rabbi Simlai says there are 613 mitzvos, David HaMelech came along and said, it's too many to focus on, only focus on 11 concepts, not even mitzvahs, it's really concepts in the Gemara. And then the Gemara goes on to say, afterwards, the Nevi'im came along, and Yeshaya reduced it to 6, and then they reduced it, Micha came, reduced it to 3, and finally Chavakuk came, and he reduced it to 1. There's only one thing to focus on in the Torah, the tzaddik bemunaso yechya. So there are many interpretations. What exactly does this mean? You only have to focus on emunah. You don't have to put on tefillin. What exactly does all of this mean? So he has over here a number of interpretations. The Marsha says, very interesting in the idea. Marsha really ultimately rejects this, but the idea of Marsha says that until this point in time, it was a hashkacha pratis, that a person did not merit. It's very bizarre to hear such a concept. A person did not merit siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should protect him from the Yetzer Hara unless he was meticulous in all of the Taryag mitzvos. If you just did the mitzvos anashim alimuda, so okay, you're a good person, but Hashem is not going to grant you special siyata d'shmaya to protect you from the Yetzer Hara and get you where you need to be. What these individuals did by reducing it from 11 to 6 to 3 to 1, so the Marsha says, they were mispalel to Hashem that people should be recipients of the same siyata d'shmaya that in the past was only given to a person who was meticulous in 613 to people that only focused on the 11, the 6, the 3, the 1, because the doyrois. Doyrois have diminished. We're no longer able to be meticulous in all the mitzvos. But just because, so we're going to do the mitzvah no matter what. But it's a question of being granted siyata d'shmaya. They were mispal, and Hashem granted their request. If today a person is nizer in emuna, tzadik b'emuna so yichyeh, this person will be protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same degree of protection that the Tanoim, going back to the Nevi'im, received only because they excelled and observed all Taryag mitzvahs. That's an amazing chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. In the time of the Nevi'im, if you just live life, you know, mitzvahs and milamudah, so nothing special. This is how he learns is the tefillah. And the other mahalach is it represents a concept of shoroshim. Is that you can take the Taryag mitzvos, you can break them up. It doesn't mean only 11. It means you can take all 11. What the Gemara really means is you can take when David came and put them reduced to 11. What it means is he took all 613 and he broke it up into 11 categories. All of the mitzvos are nichlal in those 11, or all the mitzvos are nichlal in 6, in 3, and today all of the mitzvos can be all broken down, all be absorbed within the one mitzvah of emunah. Okay, so we should be zoiche, like we said before, this week's haftarah. The haftarah is Rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael lefika chir b'lohem Torah u'mitzvah shenem Hashem chofetz leman tzidko yagl Torah v'yadiyah.